It's Ryan, and hanging with us this weekend every hour is Ethan Hawke, a very distinguished actor from movies like Training Day, Dead Poets Society, Reality Bites. His latest movie is Black Phone 2, but here he is. What's up, Ethan?
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm great.
We've got you beamed into our studio here. Are you in Texas right now? I know you're from the state.
No, I'm in Brooklyn, New York right now.
Okay.
My mom's in Fort Worth. My dad's in Dallas.
First of all, I want to say congrats on giving everyone nightmares as the grabber.
And Black Phone, too.
Oh, that's my job. Yeah.
That mask is terrifying. Did you ever hide that thing as a prank for anyone? Or
definitely, I've got it hidden in my desk drawer, and whenever the kids misbehave, I come out with the grabber mask.
What was it like putting that thing on for the first time?
Creepy.
Yeah.
No, what's funny, that when we did the first one, it was actually the pandemic, and so everybody on set was wearing a mask. And then I had the coolest mask of anybody. And I just kind of would wear that one around instead of putting the other dopey thing on my face.
Here with Ryan, hanging this weekend on the show with megastar actor Ethan Hawke. Ethan, we all watch TV shows. I know you've got your faves. A lot of us are watching you on your FX show, The Lowdown. We were just talking about how people are tuned into The Pit with Noah Wiley on HBO. Are you an episode a week kind of guy, or do you just sit down and watch a whole series in one sitting?
There's been times in my life where I've been hooked on a show and I can't wait for the new one to come out.
Yeah.
Usually I'm late to the game. I just watched Andor and freaked out over it.
Yeah.
I just now on season 3 of Slow Horses and loving that. And
right.
It depends. You know, I'm wildly influenced by my kids.
Yeah, right.
You know, my kids are letting me know what they think is cool, and I like talking about it with them.
I'm Ryan Fox, getting to hang with such a cool guy this weekend. You know him from Dead Poets Society and Training Day and so many other great films. He is actor Ethan Hawke. Now, Ethan, you may or may not know, is the father of Maya Hawke, who plays Robin Buckley on Stranger Things. Now, we just had the big finale, Ethan, of the show around the beginning of the year. But before that, did Maya ever give you a sneak peek as to where the show was going, a little insight from behind the scenes?
It's really frustrating. You'd think as a father, I'd have some special privileges. But she has told me jack nothing,
okay.
You know? And all I can tell you is that she seems in a very good mood, and she had such a great time on that show, and she was so sad that it was over.
How proud of you? You got to be so proud as a dad watching her do that and kind of follow in your footsteps in a way.
Well, the truth is, I think every parent out there will tell you, you're proud and happy if your kids are happy.
Yep.
You know, they feel fulfilled when they find what they love, and I don't care about the outcome of it at all. I care about her heart, and I care about all my kids' heart, and where, you know, you want them to find love and joy and fulfillment and be of use to this world. And if that stuff's happening, you know, then you know they're on the right track.
It's Ryan Fox. Ethan Hawke is hanging with us this weekend on the show. Ethan, one of my favorite movies that you've ever been in is Dead Poets Society. Just an iconic role in an iconic film. Robin Williams was magnificent in it. Were you surprised that he was that good in a dramatic role? Because we know him as this big, funny guy.
Well, I was such a fan that it didn't surprise me that he did that. You know, when we were doing Dead Poets Society, Good Morning Vietnam had just come out, right? And if you've seen that movie, he's insanely brilliant in that film. And it was so fun to watch him go off. I remember one of the most, I mean, I was only 18, so it's sad in a way to say it was one of the happiest times in my life, but it was. We had a rap party, and we were in this little podunk Radisson Hotel in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah.
And we were all in the pool. They had this indoor pool, and people were throwing each other in the pool, and Robin Williams was just going off on the poolside for like 45 minutes, making fun of everybody. And I thought that's what a rap party at a movie was like, to have Robin Williams there. And we just couldn't stop giggling. And he was a force of nature. He is missed.
I'm curious, Ethan, you've been in some big movies like Training Day and Dead Poets Society. The list just goes on and on. Is there ever a script that you've received where you read it and you were like, I just don't get this. It doesn't make sense. And you turned it down. And maybe it went on to become this big thing and you regretted it.
There's so many.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's part of the problem, you know, it's part of the problem of being a professional. Well, you can't do everything. I mean, a lot of the things that I've turned down that turned great, I didn't turn them down because I thought they were dumb or something. I turned them down because I was exhausted, or I turned them down because I was busy doing something else. And usually what happens is the people who did do it, you just know were the meant to do it. There was something, I don't even know how to explain that feeling, but I mean, there's so many parts when I was younger that I auditioned for that I desperately wanted that I didn't get. Mm-hmm. Those were always kind of heartbreaking. You just have to kind of accept it. It's kind of like being an athlete, and I don't know, you know, you were thinking about signing on to this team and you didn't, and then they go on and win the championship.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they would have won the championship with you, you know? So
yeah,
you might have ruined the whole team chemistry.
Right.
You just have to accept the path you're on.
It's Ryan Fox. And this weekend on the show, our special guest is Ethan Hawke. You know him from classic films like Training Day with Denzel Washington and Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams, among many others. Ethan, we're loving the show you're on FX called The Lowdown. You play Lee Ray Bond. It's good stuff. For the few that may have not seen the show yet, tell us about this character you play.
Well, Lee Ray Bond is a used bookstore owner, a citizen journalist. He writes for anybody who'll listen, and he tells the truth to power, and he gets punched in the face a lot. You know, it's kind of our, we call it a Tulsa noir. It's like, you know, Chinatown was an LA noir, yep. And there's been New Orleans noirs and Boston noirs and Brooklyn and New York ones, and Tulsa deserves its own.
I know you get a lot of projects coming to you. I mean, you're Ethan Hawke. What was the thing about this thing where you saw it and you're like, I've got to do this. This is one that I got to be a part of.
Well, I'd seen the show Reservation Dogs. And for all the good people that may not have seen it, you should check it out. It's a great, it's really funny. It's about young people growing up on a res in Oklahoma. And it was a beautiful show. And I was a fan of the show. And Sterling, the creator of it, asked me to come down and do a cameo in one of the season's final episodes. And I went down to Tulsa and I had one of the best times I've ever had in a film set. And he and I really got along like a house on fire. And we just started dreaming up this show. And before I knew it, it happened. But so he was the reason.
Love it so much. You've been so gracious with your time. Ethan Hawke, see him in the FX hit show, The Lowdown, which you can stream on Hulu. Ethan, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you.